In Libya today, rebel forces are regrouping after yesterday's rout by Muammar Gaddafi loyalists. The opposition showing new equipment, including mortars and rocket launchers. Where did those come from? Also today in a press conference, a rebel spokesperson said the opposition will accept a ceasefire if Muammar Gaddafi meets conditions, including pulling his forces out of cities and allowing demonstrations. Is there any indication that this is possible? John Line of the BBC is with us from the opposition stronghold of Benghazi. And John, we know you want to start by telling us about the most recent news about civilian casualties.
Well, one of my colleagues has been speaking to a doctor near the front line who has, it seems, one of the best source report now of civilian casualties, because it comes particularly from the opposition side. What seems to have happened, according to this doctor, is that a NATO airstrike targeted a military convoy, a pro-Gaddafi convoy, bringing supplies to the front line. Targeted it very successfully in that they hit an ammunition trailer, but unfortunately that then exploded and destroyed two nearby homes. And there were seven civilians killed, according to this doctor, many of them teenagers, boys and girls. Now, the doctor says that he's spoken to at least one of the families and they're actually not angry about it. They accept, it seems, his view, they accept that this is the price that the opposition are going to have to pay to get rid of Colonel Gaddafi.
John, what else can you report to us from your vantage point?
Well, once again, the rebels are trying to reorganize themselves as they had before. They seem to be getting weapons, as again, they have done for a while. We don't know where from, and they are trying also to be a little bit better organized with the few professional soldiers they have at their disposal, and trying to make it a bit more of an organized battlefront.
Well, but still, they've been quite beaten back by Gaddafi's forces, had to retreat over 100 miles. And yet, on the other side of the equation, Gaddafi's government saw two key defections this week. There's rumors about who's going to defect next. There was a reported visit of a senior aide to Gaddafi's son, Saif, to London this week to perhaps what? We don't know, be an envoy. So what's burbling through the rebel forces? Do they have a sense that Gaddafi's government is crumbling, or is there fear on their part that, in fact, his forces seem stronger than ever?
Well, on the military front, I think that the opposition are not as worried as they were before, because I think they know, of course, they've got NATO airstrikes that are probably going to rescue them. But what the opposition are clearly drawing heart from are the rumblings going on within the Gaddafi camp, although it's difficult to see that they're quite at a level yet that are going to unseat Colonel Gaddafi. I think a lot of people believe that many of the people supporting Colonel Gaddafi are there because they haven't got much choice. The real loyalists, of course, are Colonel Gaddafi's family, and increasingly anybody who's not actually a member of the family seems to be more of a fringe figure.
Well, what do we make of this report that someone close to Gaddafi's son, Saif, made this trip to London? To what end?
It's not clear how serious this was, this any kind of initiative. Certainly there have been ideas floating around, reported in some Arab media particularly, that Colonel Gaddafi, maybe Saif al-Islam, one of his sons, might suggest that he would take over as an sort of interim head of the government to allow a peaceful transition. All of these very, very improbable ideas, frankly. I don't think any of the sons have any credibility as leaders of a Libyan government. Or maybe these are just part of ongoing contact between Britain and Libya, the two countries which, strangely, have actually had really quite strong ties for quite a long time.
A couple other pieces of news from Libya. Today, the opposition appears to have an agreement with Qatar to sell Libya's oil, and the funds, of course, would go back to the opposition members who could presumably use that money to support their cause. But also we had this press conference in which, you know, an opposition spokesperson stands up next to a UN representative and says they're willing to accept a ceasefire. It almost seemed kind of comical, you know, because it does it feel as if there's any sense that one will be offered by Muammar Gaddafi?
No, I think this was just a rhetorical gesture, frankly. Clearly, the opposition don't want to be caught refusing a ceasefire when one is supposedly, perhaps, or not, being offered by Colonel Gaddafi. So they offered a ceasefire, but only under conditions that they know would be completely unacceptable to the government.
If you had to sort of characterize where this odd sort of stalemate is, what would you say?
Well, I've always thought from a long time ago that the only way this is going to end is with Colonel Gaddafi leaving power eventually. It's difficult to see how it's going to happen immediately, but I mean, the country has basically ground to a halt. No businesses are functioning. Many of the people fighting, certainly on the government side, are doing so under duress. So it's not going to go on forever like this.
John Line of the BBC in Benghazi, thank you.
My pleasure.